Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
And welcome back to the podcast that took the week off because it was in Pittsburgh. It's the Pens and Stuff podcast. I'm Andrew.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Abby.
And everyone was so distraught because Andrew was in Pittsburgh last week that they just didn't do the podcast.
That's not true.
That's not actually not true.
We did the podcast. The files got corrupted. Maybe we didn't record it right.
The roadcaster protested that Andrew wasn't there.
I told you, I'm the glue that holds the podcast together. I'm the reason we tick like a well-oiled clock.
Nice.
Clock. <It's> yeah.
But needless to say, we are here suffering, as all Penguins fans are currently. Penguins had lackluster last 2 weeks, going 2 for 8 in the last 2 weeks, 1 for 4 in this last week, and I have nothing good to say about this week, so I'll let someone else talk.
Yeah, it was a very bad week, to say the least. Three losses to high top tier teams, and then a win against a team that's really going in the wrong direction in the Red Wings. So, yeah, go ahead, Abby.
Devils are top tier. Devils are top tier.
That's what I said. The three top tier teams.
Okay. I mean, they're not, they're not in the playoff race currently. They're closer than the Penguins, but they're not like, you know, they're not, what's the word I'm trying to think of?
Like, they're not in yet.
They're not playoff teams, but the other two that we lost, Dallas and New York, are, and they have actually a really good shot. But,
I actually watched some Penguins hockey this week. I figured out in the new house how to AirPlay, which I've never thought to use before because we never have working Wi-Fi. So I actually used AirPlay to the TV and I watched some Penguins hockey.
Nice.
Which is great. I watched part of the game against the Devils on Tuesday. No. Yeah.
It was Tuesday.
And then was it the Devils game? Yeah, I watched part of the game against the Devils, and then I watched the first two periods against the Stars. Obviously, I gotta watch that game. But if we're commenting about the games from this week, I will say the Penguins looked pretty good in that game against the Stars in the first period and a half. Then Jamie Benn happened, and they didn't recover. But that young guy, the new guy that we just called up, John St. Ivany, he looked pretty good. And one of the things I was thinking to myself as we were losing to the Stars, I was like, man, and like the roster is completely different now than it was at the beginning of the season because of injuries and because of trades. And like we have maybe six guys 7-8 guys on our roster now that we started the season with. And I was like, man, we had Pustinen. We had, who else do we have? We had St. Ivany and Ludvig. And there was Puljujarvi. I was looking at all of these guys. Yeah, Bemström. And I was like, Bunting. And Bunting. And I was like, man, this is a squad I would not mind starting the season with next year. Mm-hmm. Because they're so much younger, even now. It's like wild. And I was like, just watching them play, they're faster. They're a little bit feistier. Like, they're finishing checks. I don't know. The team just, they don't look like contenders, obviously. But I think with some development and with some bolstering in the offseason, our team could be retooled and could potentially be pretty good next year.
Yeah.
But that could be a silly Pens fan talking.
The thing
but
that
also I think we just looked good.
The thing that bothers me though is it feels like this, what's the word I want to use? Resurgence that Sid's had this year seems like it was wasted. And it's bothersome to me because I think you're not going to get seasons like this probably again. I mean, I hope that's not true. And I hope, I mean, Sid's the kind of guy who prepares, who works out in the off season. He could conceivably play 3, 4, or 5 more years, but the drop off from Letang is insane. And again, you got to ask yourself how much of that drop off is because we brought Carlson in.
I put most of that on that fact. Mm-hmm. But that's just me.
But the one thing that I don't know if anybody can deny, maybe they can, is Malkin's had a horrible season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this season for Evgeny Malkin has not been an Evgeny Malkin type season. This is probably the worst season he's had since he's come in.
Well, isn't it usually that way too, though? When Gino does well, Sid doesn't. And when Sid does well, Gino doesn't. Isn't that usually kind of how it's always been?
Yeah.
It's either one or the other.
But not like this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because Sid's had monster years with Gino before. And Gino has not been this bad. That's
fair too.
This is a bad season.
Could part of that too just, I mean, let's face it, they're old. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is this just an off year for Gino, or is he just like overall declining?
I hope it's just an off year. But again, we thought that last year too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking at the stats, he has not had statistically a season this poor since ever.
That's what I'm saying.
He's currently 53 points in 69 games, a plus minus a plus one, 56 PIMs, and he's averaging, how much time on ice is he averaging? 18:38, which is the fifth lowest in his career.
Yeah.
So he's not being played as much, which, what are you going to do? I don't know. But, yeah. Statistically, this is his worst season. Like,
yeah,
I mean, he had 28 and 33 games in 2020-2021.
Right.
I mean, he was on a tear in 2020 before the COVID break, 55 and 74, yep. Or 74 points in 55 games. Like,
yep.
And in 2012-2013, 33 points in 31 games, but I'm assuming he got injured because there's no way.
Yeah.
Gino only plays 31 games, but
yep,
this is, yeah.
Anyway. I will say something too, though. The past couple seasons that Gino hasn't found the line mates that really click, either. And I feel like those seasons that he did really well, they had a very like solidified second line with with pretty good guys on his wings. And so I think that could be part of it too. And going into this next season, we do have Bunting, who last night was playing on the Geno line.
I mean, he's played on the Geno line since the Detroit game.
Okay. Well, I saw him on the Geno line last night. That's all I'm saying, because I noticed that they were together because they were both like so feisty last night in the Dallas game. And so I just think maybe that is something that could help Geno step up his game a little more next year. I don't know. I'm optimistic, not about this season. I think this season is kind of toast, but like watching games now and looking to the next season of like, yeah, there is a chance that we could be good next season too.
Yeah.
And then I think Bunting is a very complimentary winger to the style of game that Geno plays.
Yeah.
I agree. And I have watched, I didn't get to watch Dallas, the Dallas game, but I watched the rest of the games. The Devils game, Geno looked really good. Again, like, I'm not saying he's back to prime Geno, because I don't think he'll ever get back there. And I know we lost, but there are some moments where I was like, Geno was playing with his hair on fire, is what it looked like. And this was either the second or the first game with Bunting on that line. I can't 100% remember. And I mean, I was frustrated because I liked Bunting with Crosby. I thought Bunting, Crosby, and Rust was a really nice pairing. But he adds a bit of speed and physicality that you need on the wing with Geno that we haven't had.
Right.
And this is, like Abby was saying, this is the most excited I've been for a team that the Penguins have put on the ice since Jimmy Rutherford left. Like, genuinely, I'm like, we've got depth scoring. And, like, people are whining about depth scoring, right? And then the Rangers game, it was all depth scoring. I mean, you had John Ludvig putting the the biscuit in the basket. You had Eller. You had, I mean, you had Rust, I think, scored. And then Pustinen. Like, that's depth scoring. And then this Devils game, the two goals that were scored were Brian Rust and Marcus Pettersson. Depth scoring, like, right? Like, so, like, we're getting the depth scoring, and now what's the issue? There's no issue that the Penguins have.
Genuinely,
our top guys score outside of Malkin. Our depth scores. Our defense is very good outside of the occasional I don't care what people say. Like, the eye test, I like our defense outside of the occasional blunder by Graves and Carlson. They will press when they shouldn't. They will do some goofy things. But
yeah.
But I think our defense is very good. And our goaltending, for the most part of this season, has been stellar. And I won't hear anything else. But I don't know what the issue is. We're just not playing well.
Well, I think part of the past couple games, Sid has kind of slumped a little bit too. I think since Jake left, he hasn't really played as he hasn't scored as much. He's been playing fine, but he hasn't scored as much.
Right.
Which.
No, well, I mean, he has been in a slump
too. Andrew, you said that we've been getting depth scoring, but then like when the depth is scoring, Sid hasn't really, he's been there, but usually you can count on him for more than he's been producing the past few games too. So
no doubt,
I think it's like, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, this, I've shipped it in for the Penguins a couple podcasts ago when you were gone, Abby. I was done with it. I'm done with them. Not like my fandom, but the hope for this year. I am all for tanking, and not like tanking, but let's lose as much as we can. And
yeah, celebrate a loss more than a win at this point.
Yeah.
Which is why I wasn't mad that the stars. Yeah. Yeah. A loss where we don't embarrass the crap out of ourselves, but a loss where, you know, we're falling a little more in the standings, maybe have a chance at a lottery spot. Well, wouldn't be mad.
Okay. Our draft pick is top 10 protected. So we have to be at least bottom 10 to keep our draft pick. Otherwise it goes to San Jose.
Oh dear. So, I forgot about that. Yes, please drop.
But the Penguins have, do we count the Columbus game on Saturday as a game for this coming week? Is that correct? It's at 7 PM. So we might have been, so we'll count it towards next week or this week or like this coming week or the next week.
Well, are we planning on recording?
No. The game, let's see, hold on. The Penguins game on Saturday will go on next week. So there's only three games this week.
So there's three games this week. We're in Colorado tomorrow, Palm Sunday. Then Carolina at home on Tuesday, and then Columbus in Pittsburgh on Thursday.
Yep.
Out of a possible 6 points, what do we think we're going to get, Abigail?
Good question. I'd say... I'd say two.
That's optimistic.
But Jake's coming back home to Pittsburgh, so who knows? Who knows what'll happen then? Jake's coming back on Tuesday, so...
Yeah, saw stat. We'll, he has 11 points in seven games with the Hurricanes.
Wait, you're joking.
11 and 7?
11 and 7.
Holy crap.
So... happy to see him doing well, and I hope he does well in the playoffs. And if anyone out of the Metro wins it, I hope it's Color or Carolina.
I saw them doing the storm surge, and I saw Jake, and I saw them giving him hugs, and it just made me so sad. I'm like, no, he can't be loved there. He has to hate it there. He has to come back. Well, he's not allowed to have a good time.
From what I've seen, they haven't extended him, so...
We'll see what happens. I mean, Carolina, I don't know if they could afford what Jake's asking for.
He's asking, what was it, 10 milli?
Well, he was offered 10 milli, wasn't he? By Pittsburgh, and he rejected that?
Yeah, I guess.
Imagine if, this is just me being hopeful, he cuts a deal and takes a discount to come back to Pittsburgh and play with Sid and compete for a cup.
Does he think
he's going to compete for a cup next year?
No, probably not. But you never know. That's just me being a silly fan.
That is you being a silly fan.
Like, you never know. You never know.
You don't.
You never know.
You don't. Yeah. 7 and 11 and 7 with two pimps. He got a penalty.
Nice.
So
well done, Jake. Bad boy, Jake.
What do you think? What do you think the point?
I think two is probably where it would lie. I mean, is there a chance that this team could maybe take Carolina or Colorado to overtime? I think so, but I don't think it's likely. So I would say two. I'd say two. I'll say two.
Okay, I'll say zero. All right, moving on. We will. We forgot to give a grade for the week. I apologize. Abby, what's your grade for the Penguins week this week?
Well, depending on what we're grading, like me personally, this is like a minus week because they're doing exactly what we want them to do.
I mean,
they just need to keep taking L's, keep boosting the draft pick position, and we'll be fine. No, I think actually, though, like the hockey that we've been playing, we haven't been playing bad hockey for Pittsburgh. I'll give them like a C plus maybe, because we've just been we've been getting beat. But overall, I think we've been playing well. for the most part. Comparatively, we've improved personally, I think. But also my expectations are different. So I don't know. I'll just say a C.
Okay.
Jim?
I'm going to abstain this week because I didn't watch anything. I watched maybe 5 minutes of the Dallas game, and that's all I saw. I didn't even watch highlights this week. So I'm a bad podcast host this week. So I beg your forgiveness.
It's okay. Life happens.
Yeah. We're going to have to plan a night where you could come to my house and we can watch it on the TV because I have a house now.
The TNV. Yeah. Nice.
Because you don't have Wi-Fi.
No.
And I have a house.
Hey, no. My door's always open. Just saying.
I mean.
And your door's also 3 hours away.
But it's open.
Okay.
Tangent. Please. Talking about an open door. Oh, I'll give my grade and then a tangent but talking about the open door. I'm going to give them a D minus. I can't go F because they won once against Detroit, who is a playoff team. Okay, let's be real. But they let me down royally. I was in New York, as you guys know, or in Pittsburgh, as you guys know.
Yes.
Went to Permenti Bros. I think that's how you say it. Very good. Permenti. 10 out of 10. Would recommend. Got the Pittsburgher, which was fun.
Nice. But,
without a bun because gluten-free. I ordered wings, traditional bone-in wings, right? Came with breading on them. So I got to eat them.
That is tragically disappointing. Wild.
So that knocks the grade down like a whole letter grade. And then and you lose to the Devils, who you probably should have beaten, if we're being honest. So a D minus. Anyway, tangent about open door, and then we'll get into we'll take a break for the ad read and then come back with random crap we want to talk about. But I was coming home from youth group on Wednesday, and Clara had a friend's birthday party that her and her friends were celebrating. My okay. wife, Clara. And if you're new to podcast. So I sent out a text to my group of guys who they're being new to the area. They're all my friends are significant others of Clara's friends. That's how it works.
Gotcha.
Now that we're older, I guess. But I sent out a text and I was like, hey, I know the girls are hanging out. So if anyone wants to come over to my house and we can chill and hang out, like it's open. And one of the guys was like, oh, bet I'll be there. I'm leaving there now. And so I'm still 6 minutes out. I have one of my youth kids in the car because he needed a ride. So we drop him off. I get to the house. I walk in and we're like above our landlady's garage. And I walk up and he's in the house and he has food and he's like not our food, but he has food and he's eating. And it was so funny. But like he just like came in and walked. Anyway, the door is always open. It's fun. Anyway.
That's funny.
It was just funny. Anyway, we'll take a break, hear from DraftKings, and then come back with a random crap we want to talk about.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved.
And now it's time for the final installment of what has been like a quarter of a year long process.
It's true.
Which has been our segment, or my segment, I guess. You guys just get to listen to it. The best 45 players of the last 45 years. It is the, is it penultimate? Is that the word? I should have looked it up. Episode of this run. If you guys haven't listened to the other podcast in which we have talked about it, go back and listen to it. It's been like ever since December we've been doing it. But if you guys don't want to go back and listen to like 19 hours of podcast to find them, I will give you the list here. All right. It's been a really fun thing to do for me. It's been a wild time. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening to it. Both my hosts here, Abby and Jim, and you guys on the pod, but oh, fireworks, that's beautiful.
Nice, huh?
Yeah, but here is the list from 45 to 5, which is where we stopped two episodes ago. The first, or 45, was Chris Letang, and then we have Duncan Keith, Jonathan Toews, Andre Vasilevsky, Mike Modano, Austin Matthews, Erik Karlsson, Ed Belfour, Martin St. Louis, Anze Kopitar, Heinrich Lundqvist, Marian Hossa, excuse me, Tuukka Rask, Pavel Datsyuk, Patrice Bergeron. Speaking of Tuukka Rask, I just saw a video of him like throwing a tantrum on the ice when he played with Providence because of a shootout loss. It was wild. Anyway, 30 was Joe Nieuwendyk, 29 Adam Oates, 28 Timu Solani, Ron Francis, Scott Niedermayer, Jerome Iginla, Brandon Shanahan, Patrick Kane, Larry Murphy, Jaromir Jagr, now we're in the top 20, Chris Chelios, Connor McDavid, Sergei Fedorov, Steve Yzerman, Evgeny Malkin, Mike Bossy, Joe Sakic, Brett Hall, Dominic Hasek, Alexander Ovechkin, Yarik Gurry, Nicholas Lindstrom, Patrick Waugh, Paul Coffey, Ray Bourque, and number 5, Mark Messier. So that has been the bottom 41 guys. Abby, you have a question?
I have something to say, because you always ask, oh, what do you think of my list? I think Mike Modano's too low.
You think Mike Modano's too low? Just because he got Mike a statue Madonna's outside of America Airlines centers?
No, just because I was watching highlights because of the statue, but also because I was watching highlights. And he's pretty good.
Modano was a beast, man.
Also, he founded that franchise. Like, no one watches hockey in Dallas unless you're going to watch Mike Modano. And then everyone was like, wait, hockey can actually exist in Texas. And this is great. And he like kind of made Texas, or at least Dallas, a hockey city.
Yeah, but you could say that for any one of these guys. Like,
maybe.
Not that they made Dallas a hockey, obviously, but like that they're too low. It's a difficult thing. Like when you sit down and look at the stats, and the stats is a lot of what it was. Like the Austin Matthews thing is projecting, right? And so it's like Mike Modano could have been higher. And he probably should have been. But, I mean, he only had one All-Star. He never won any awards. He won one Stanley Cup. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
That's fair.
Like, when you look at it.
Yeah. Because you can't just pick every player that means something to a franchise.
Yeah, because then we'd have, like, 500 Toronto Maple Leafs on this list. And I don't want
Yeah, that. Where's Matt Sundin, Andrew? Why is he not on this list, Andrew?
Bruh.
Anyway, let's get into it. Number four on this list. So, like a couple weeks ago, Jim, he predicted the top four, number four is Martin Brodeur.
Martin Brodeur. For the
New Jersey, or for the St. Louis Blues.
For the St. Louis what? Blues. That's
for the
a good
St. Louis Blues. Joke. Martin Brodeur.
That's the end of his career.
He played like a year with St. Louis.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. I didn't remember that.
His career in St. Louis. Blues legend.
I did not remember that. I'm sorry.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway, he played 22 seasons in the league. He had 691 wins, which is nice. It would have been nicer if he didn't win that last one. 397 losses, 154 ties or overtime and shootout losses. They combined those. And then 125 shutouts. He won the Calder in 93-94. He had seven first-team All-Stars, five times William M. Jennings winner, and four Vezina Trophy winner. Four-time Vezina Trophy winner. He made the playoffs 17 times out of 22 seasons. He made the finals five times and won three, winning them all with the New Jersey Devils. He never won anything with St. Louis, which was shocking.
Extremely so.
And he averaged 12 games per appearance in the playoffs. Like every season, he averaged 12 games.
That's anyway, wild.
So that's Martin Brodeur. I don't have a lot of stats or anything to talk about for him. Number three,
he was one of the best goalies. If he was in your net, you always had a chance to win.
He was 100% the best goalie of his generation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which is why Patrick was low. Anyway, number three. It's getting hot in here. Mario Lemieux, number three. 17 seasons.
What? Ding dong, you're wrong. Okay. Wow. Okay, go ahead.
Hey.
Wow. I think I know your reasoning for this, but continue.
17 seasons in the NHL. All right. 10 seasons of over 100 points, 6 seasons with 50 goals or more. And we all know he had cancer, struggled with it, cut his prime short. And I do believe that he would, if he had been healthy in his prime, that he would have rivaled Gretzky's numbers, if not beat them. His awards look like this. He won the Calder. He won the Art Ross as a rookie. 9-time All-Star, 6-time Art Ross winner, 3-time Hart, 2-time Conn Smythe. The 92-93 Bill Masterton Trophy Award winner, and a 4-time Ted Lindsay winner. Now, don't hate me, but he only made the playoffs 8 times out of 17 seasons in the league, okay? He made the finals twice, back-to-back, carrying those Pens teams in 90-91 beating the Stars and 91-92 beating the Blackhawks. But the lack of playoff success is the reason he's at number three. Now, don't hate me. And here's we're going to jump over number two because I think it would ruin the suspense. But number one, I have Sidney Crosby. Wayne Gretzky's at number two. Sidney Crosby is at number one. And here's why, okay? Don't look at me that way.
Our podcast just lost all of its credibility.
No, it doesn't. Listen, I did extensive research as to who between these top three. The top three, as soon as I started this thing, were Gretzky, Lemieux, Crosby. Listen to me, okay?
I'm listening.
Lemieux and Crosby. They were the top three. I shuffled them so much. I had Lemieux at the top, Gretzky at two, Crosby at three. I had Gretzky at two, Gretzky at one, Lemieux at two, Crosby at three. And then ultimately, I was like, but you look at the stats. You look at the era in which Crosby played. You look at, okay, so here is this, okay? When you look at Crosby's numbers between his and Lemieux's, or Gretzky's, okay? Gretzky has 2,857 points. Crosby has 1,571, okay? Now, listen. Listen to this, okay? If Why are you crying?
I'm not crying. I'm laughing. I'm laughing.
Listen, bruh. Okay?
Bruh. Bruh.
We're listening. I'm listening. I'm listening.
Let me explain, okay?
I'm listening. I'm listening.
You look at the goaltending in the league when Crosby, or Lemieux and Gretzky played. The average height of a goaltender was 5 feet 10 inches tall. Today in the league, it's 6 foot three. You look at the pads and the equipment that the goalies played. The goalies now are two times the size with the pads and the helmet and all this stuff than they were in Lemieux and Gretzky's age, which is why Gretzky and Lemieux have such inflated stats. You look at the save percentage when Crosby played is the average. This season is 904. That's the save percentage. This season is a 904.
The when average.
Mario Lemieux, yeah, in 1985, it was 875. Goaltenders were Swiss cheese. So stats, I'm considering them irrelevant. And you look at when Gretzky won his cups. He won it with Mark Messier and Jari Kurri. Okay, those guys are no doubt about it, Hall of Famers. Yeah, Paul Coffey were on Gretzky's teams too.
He was on the Lemieux right? teams too.
Yeah, and he was on the Lemieux teams. Crosby, and yes, he has Malkin and Letang, but they are nowhere near the players that Kurri and Messier and Jagr and they were. Or Coffey, okay, and so Crosby is at number one. And Gretzky is at number two. And I'm not taking away anything from those guys, right? And this is just, I look at it. And the things that Crosby has done to move the game along, change the way we play the game, and the fact that he's been doing it for so long, I don't think you can take it away. And this is not strictly a awards-based thing. We all know Gretzky won how many Stanley Cups? Four Stanley Cups. Crosby's won three. Crosby won three, only lost one. Gretzky lost two. So for those of you Michael Jordan lovers, that means Crosby's the GOAT because he lost less finals than Gretzky. But
not less than Lemieux.
Okay, whatever. Lemieux made the playoffs 8 times. He missed the playoffs more times than he made him. So I'm not the one making the rules here.
I mean, you kind of are, actually. Yeah,
I am. But that's the list. Crosby, 2 Art Rosses, 2 Harts, 3 Ted Lindsays, 8 All-Star Nods, 2 Richards, 2 Smiths, Wayne Gretzky's awards, 9-time Hart, 5-time Lady Bing, 10-time Art Ross winner, 2-time Smythe, 15-time All-Star, and 5 Lindsays. But 20 years in the league, 16 playoff showings. Crosby, 15 or 19 seasons, 15 years in the playoffs.
You know what Sid Crosby doesn't won. Have, though, that Lemieux and Gretzky do? Calder.
Okay. None of them came in with a guy like Alex Ovechkin.
I'm joking.
And if it weren't for the lockout, Crosby would have won the Calder.
I'm joking. Ha ha ha.
You're late.
Anyway,
that's the list. Thank you guys for tuning in. You guys... I know you guys have issues with Crosby, but
I don't have issues with Crosby. I love Crosby. He's just not the best player to ever play in the NHL.
Yes,
anyways, I disagree. Respectfully, I disagree.
I kind of disagree with that too, but hey, this is your list. This was your thing. We love
you. You're allowed to do what you want.
Amen.
You guys are haters.
No, not haters. I agreed with your whole list up until that point. I had no problems with your list up until 3, 2, and 1. I'm just being honest, guys.
Okay, and that's fine. You can be wrong. It's fine. It's genuinely like I ain't got no beef. But yeah. Let us get into the prediction contest. We have Andrew had a great week, as did Abby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Four Jim for five.
I had a decent week. It just wasn't as good as you guys. So
decent doesn't count it anymore, Dad.
Quick rundown.
No, not when Abby's pulling away. Okay. Abby's pulling away. Shh. Getting that jersey, locking it in.
Quick rundown of what happened last week. We picked three Pittsburgh games, and we all know how Pittsburgh did last week. The New York Ranger Pittsburgh game, we all picked New York to win that game. New York won that game. We all picked Pittsburgh to beat
Andrew
Detroit.
That game, by the way, guys.
We picked Pittsburgh to beat Detroit. Pittsburgh won that game. Abby picked New Jersey to win against Pittsburgh. She was right. Almost had the perfect score, but New Jersey got that last goal. And then Toronto at Washington, Jim and Andrew got that pick right, with Toronto winning 7-3. And then Chicago, Anaheim. Andrew and Abby both picked Anaheim, and Anaheim won. So that leaves us with scores of Abby still in first place with 75 points, Jim in second with 69. Nice. And Andrew with 64.
Hey, I'm coming back, guys. Don't count me out yet.
You're 11 points behind, Andrew. You got to make up some ground. Get a correct overtime winner this week, and then we'll talk. Right, Chess.
Okay, so here are our games. We're picking three more Pittsburgh games. Three Pittsburgh games this week. Sunday, tomorrow, Pittsburgh at Colorado. Monday, the Los Angeles Kings at Vancouver Canucks. Tuesday, Carolina at Pittsburgh. Wednesday, Boston at Tampa Bay. And Thursday, Columbus at Pittsburgh. So we begin with Pittsburgh at Colorado. Abby, who do you have?
Colorado. I'm done picking silly picks. I'm going to make smart picks. And I'm going to say Colorado wins this game 5-1.
I'm not up yet. Whoopsies. My bad.
5-1, you said, Abby?
Yes.
I think Colorado wins this game 6-2.
I'm going to split the difference between you guys' score and say Colorado wins 5-2.
All right. Los Angeles Kings at Vancouver Canucks.
Ooh, this one's tough. This one's real tough. But LA is playing for their playoff lives. They're fighting for their playoff lives right now with Vegas. So I'm going to say LA wins this one by a score of 3-2 in overtime.
I have Vancouver winning this game 4-2.
I've got Vancouver winning it 5-4 in OT. There's your OT prediction, correct, Abby?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Carolina at Pittsburgh, Abby.
Carolina, 4-3.
Jake's glorious return to PPG Paints Arena. I like Carolina in this game as well, 6-3. I think Jake scores two, and Carolina walks out of the building with an easy win.
I've got Carolina 7-4.
Whoa.
The game Jeepers creepers.
Is Jake going to get a hat trick?
No, he's going to score all seven.
Whoa, double hat trick. Nice.
Dang.
Okay.
No, he scores a touchdown. And then kicks the extra point.
And he kicks the extra point. There you go. Boston at Tampa Bay. Abby.
Oh, we just predicted this one.
Yep.
Boston. 4-1.
4-1. I have Boston winning 5-4 in overtime. Andrew.
Boston by a score of 6-0.
Hello. All right. Columbus at Pittsburgh. Abby.
Pittsburgh 3-2.
I have Pittsburgh 4-3 in overtime. Andrew?
This is the Emil Bengtsson game. Revenge game.
Yeah.
It's also the Alex Nylander revenge game.
Who's been playing out of his mind.
Guys, Columbus wins this game.
Ouch.
3-2 in overtime.
All right. There you go. So Pittsburgh at Colorado. Everybody's picking Colorado. Andrew 5-2, Abby 5-1, Jim 6-2. Kings at Vancouver. Jim and Andrew like Vancouver 4-2, 5-4 in overtime, respectively. Abby likes the Kings 3-2 in overtime. Carolina at Pittsburgh. We're all picking Carolina. Andrew 7-4, Abby 4-3, Jim 6-3. Boston at Tampa Bay. We're all picking Boston. Andrew 6-0. Abby 4-1, Jim 5-4 in overtime. Columbus at Pittsburgh. Abby and Jim are both picking Pittsburgh 3-2 and 4-3 in overtime, respectively. And Andrew going out on a limb and taking the Blue Jackets to win this game 3-2 in OT. There is your predictions for week 25.
I got to make some strides. Ooh. I'm going to try and get back into this, at least not be absolutely depressed. So
that is true.
Welcome. Thank you guys. Welcome.
Wow.
Thank you guys for listening to this. Thank you guys for listening to this elongated episode of the Pens and Stuff podcast. We're making up for lost time because we didn't post last week.
Yes. So,
if you guys want, please make sure to follow us where you can on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, or now X, I guess. Make sure to check out the website, pensandstuffpod.com. Get some sick merch, Jeffrey freaking Carter t-shirts. We got some hats, mugs, sweatshirts, just like the one I'm wearing right now. This is not a Pens and Stuff, but it's the same brand. You can get some of sick merch that way. Until next time, I'm Andrew.
I'm Jim.
And I am Abby.
Let's tank Pens.
Let's tank Pens.
Let's freaking tank.
Seriously.